Well, they're getting too far back for me for some of that stuff. I don't.
You say piggy, 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 or wooey, wooey, or hooey, hooey. You mean you went out to the farm now, you wouldn't know how to call pigs anymore.
Oh, I'd have to learn it then. I suppose we used to say piggy.
Uh-huh.
Since you mentioned it, I think that's what we said.
Well, chickens, you probably still remember what to say to chickens. What did your wife say when she was out to the chicken yard feeding the chicken?
Chooky, chooky, chooky.
Uh-huh. Now, in a team of horses, what did you call the horses on the left side? Call him the near horse, the off horse. How about the things you use to steer the horses with?
Lines.
Suppose you raised some crop of hay and you cut it once in the spring and then it grew up again. You'd say we had
a second crop.
What do you call these things that a binder kicks out all tied up?
Bundles or sheaves.
Which is the old name around here?
Sheaves.
Sure, that isn't just something you learned in, when you went to church and sang a song. You call them sheaves on the farm. Here we are. I want to get the name your dad used, let's say.
Well, in Dutch, you call him Bundel, but...
Call him what?
Bundel.
Bundel, huh?
Uh-huh. So I suppose in talking English, you'd call him a bundle.
Yeah. When you set a bunch of these up together, what did you call
shop.
Them?
Shop.
You know about how many they usually put in a shop?
12.
Suppose you'd say after the oats have been put through the thrashing machine, you'd say that the oats is all thrashed, the oats are all thrashed.
You mean the difference between the is and are?
Yeah, which comes most naturally after oats? The oats?
I'd say is.
Uh-huh. When the pioneers first came here and there were forests everywhere, they had to do what to them before they could farm?
They're all forgotten.
Suppose you were talking, if you were a farmer, you'd say, talking about how much wheat you raised last year, you say last year I raised a
big crop.
Of?
A crop of wheat or oats.
Mm-hmm. Suppose I ask you how to get to some place, and you say, well, it's not far at all, it's just a little. You say a little ways or a little piece.
Half a mile or a mile, mile and a half.
You know, if you were being specific, you'd say, oh, it's just a little...
Just a short ways up there.
Mm-hmm. But if it was pretty far, you'd say, well, that's pretty, that's a long...
Quite a ways.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the kind of bread that your mother would usually make?
I don't remember anything except bread.
And light bread or white bread?
Well, it always was white, but
mm-hmm.
We just called it
you
bread.
You spoke of it as homemade bread.
No.
You didn't even call it that. Well, nowadays you say we don't have so much homemade bread anymore, we get what kind?
In connection with the farm, we always had, they always baked the bread, so we just said bread.
Mm-hmm.